Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. There's a Discord server, Facebook group, MeWe group, all Tenkar's Tavern. Join us everywhere. You know what it reminds me of, Tenkar's Tavern? It's kind of like Man in the High Castle. Kind of. And I'm saying that because, you know, the fourth season just released, I guess, yesterday. And my wife, Rachel, and I have kind of been binging it over the last 2 days. We've watched 7 episodes of the 10 episodes of season 4. And, you know, there's all these multiverses. They're only dealing with two. They're dealing with the one where the Nazis and Japan, Germany and Japan, One World War II, the United States is basically split up pretty much, I guess, everything east of the Rockies to the Troymans, everything west of the Rockies to the Japanese, and the Rockies are just kind of like neutral zone, more or less. But what I find very interesting about Man in the High Castle, especially as we got to the later seasons, 4 seasons, is that with the later seasons, you see more of this dichotomy or interaction between these two parallel universes. If you were a DC fan, if you like Earth Prime, like the, quote, real Earth, our Earth, the Earth where Germany and Japan lost, all right? And then you have this mirror Earth. Oh, I guess it's kind of like Star Trek, the original series, you know, in a way, the mirror universe where people are bad. But what I find very interesting is that this shifting of universes allows a shifting of characters where you can say going what one piece in somebody's background might have changed their decision, their life progress. Or even no matter what the decision is that you make, in the end, the same results are going to happen. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody who hasn't started watching season 4 yet. But I will say John Smith, by the way, great name for a character if you wanted to be the everyman or could be any man or whatever, any person. Let's not be gender specific, but in any case, John Smith, great name. He is on one side, like a Nazi leader of the occupied Nazi states of the United States. And in another world, he's a salesman, insurance salesman, right? Yet there's still some similarities between the characters. So, you know, it's the same person, just different life events. And they made a different decision, maybe, of what would be their proper place in the world, what they thought they could live with. And as I'm watching it on that level, at the other level, being a gamer, we know where this is going to go, right? I'm like, shit, how cool would it be to send your players, your player characters, to a parallel universe where you flip certain NPCs. Now, it's going to work best in an established gaming world. I dare say you could probably do it with Forgotten Realms or Greyhawk, or you could do it with your own homebrew. I'm already thinking about how I'm going to do this with the Lost Lands. Oh, yeah. And you just, you flip the switches in certain places. So when the characters go over, maybe they're in a world where instead of being the heroes, right? They're a bunch of assholes. They're the people that are terrorizing. They're the ones that instead of knocking down the big bad evil guys, they are the big bad evil guys. They're the ones that people are trying to rebel against or trying to take down. And now they come into this parallel world and they're not seen for who they are. Right, the heroes, they're seen as the characters in their own world. Now, I happen to think that it's not just fun doing that, but when the players are exploring this parallel quasi-mirror universe, they're doppelgangers. They're, slanted shirts as, and sashes like an evil Star Trek. Their evil counterparts are now back in their universe causing shit, ruining their good name. And of course, they're as smart as your players are, right? So once your players realize what's going on, they're going to try to make things right, maybe help their new world while still trying to find a way back to their old world. But these fuckers on the other side are going to do their best to fuck with this world they are suddenly shoved into, and while also trying to find their way back. And maybe there's a confrontation between them all at the end. And again, you can't play the mirror universe versions as dummies. You have to play them as smart as you would if you were playing. You got to be as smart as your players. Okay? You've got to allow for that. You can't do that, the dummy shit that your NPCs don't use all the best tactics. No, they're going to use PC tactics. But just think about that. When your PCs finally make it back to their prime world, their core world, Just think how awesome it's going to be for them to realize that they made it back, the accomplishment of defeating all that. So when it comes to Man in the High Castle, we've got 3 episodes left. So yes, we did a lot of binging. I think we watched 2.5 episodes yesterday, which would mean that we watched 4.5 today. Oh my. It's a good series. If you like history, it's great. I'm actually very surprised at some of the topics that they deal with. And I think they do it with a large amount of class and dignity. But still, they really touch upon a lot of stuff that, generally speaking, in our time, it's like, oh, well, let's not touch that on TV. They touch a lot of stuff on that, and I think that's pretty cool. So, well, that's my thoughts. Maybe I'll have more when the series ends. Or maybe I'll be like, this is like fucking Game of Thrones. They fucking fucked it up in the last episode. We'll see. Right now, it seems to be going pretty well. I'm very happy. On that note, folks, as always, if you like what you hear, if you're enjoying the show and you happen to be on iTunes or iPods or iPodcast or Apple Podcast or whatever the fuck they're calling it now, please leave us a rating, leave us a review. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I'm going to talk with you all tomorrow. And tomorrow's football day here in New York City. Just for those who are following the Jets that have 2 wins, playing the Washington Redskins that have 1 win. So, it's going to be another battle of the bottom teams like it was last week with the Jets and the Giants. So, yes, the Jets could win 2 in a row. But don't tell anybody that because it might make them excited and think they're going to make a playoff run, but it can't happen. All right, folks. On that note, I'm out of here. Later.